Noah, we try to get to know our Torah personalities. When I say Noah, I'm sure you think the flood. Absolutely, Noah and the flood. Who is Noah? He certainly achieved something great. He saved himself and his family. He saved animal life. And as a result, it is clear to say that he saved the world. End of story. But is it the end of the story? Well, today we're going to discuss who Noah is, because you see, the Torah, when it tells us about someone, it's for us to learn. It's for us to take an example. Ma'ase Avot Siman Lebanim. The stories and the recountings of our ancestors are there as a directive to us, the children, the future generations, on how we are to live our lives. We know there are 10 generations from Adam to Noah. At the end of the portion of Genesis, Noah is introduced, he's born, and he's named Noah, or Noach. And it's a play on words. The Torah is very clear as to what it means. This one will give us rest from our work and from the toil of our hands, from the ground which God has cursed. We know as a result of the eating of the tree of knowledge and the banishment from the Garden of Eden that that was one of the punishments, that it was going to be difficult to make a living, and therefore it would require toil and work of the land. When Noah bursts onto the scenes, he actually invents different agricultural inventions that makes it easier, plows for the field, and as a result, the crop and the field and the whole agricultural exercise became easier. Noah. That's the definition of Noah. But clearly, Noah was much more than that because of other choices that he made in his life. And so we know at the end of the last portion, the world is sliding into a state that's going to lead to the flood that is approaching. But Noah found favor in the eyes of Hashem, which kicks off the parsha that we begin this week called Noach. And the beautiful descriptions continue. It says, these are the genealogies of Noach. Noah was a man, a tzaddik. He was a righteous man. Tamim, perfect. Haya was he, bedoratav, in his generation. And to finish the verse, Noah walked together with God. So who is Noah? Well, in a perfect world, you'd say Noah is a hero. End of story. Nothing more to discuss. But you will have noticed in the description of the passage, it says that Noah was a righteous man in his generation. What do those words in his generation mean? Why specifically nuance that he was righteous in his generation? In fact, one of the commentaries point out, it means to infer that in another generation, put him together next to Abraham, one of our other greats, and he wouldn't be as perfect, he wouldn't be as righteous. You know, it's never fair to judge someone, and it's certainly never fair to undercut someone's achievements, especially that Noah saved the whole humanity. So how is it that one could even say that he wasn't righteous? The truth is, he was righteous because the Torah tells us he was righteous. But we can derive from his personality and from his mode of conduct that perhaps he was somewhat deficient, or, looking at it in the positive, he didn't totally recognize the full potential that he could have. Why is that important for us so many years later? Well, we started by saying because we're supposed to learn from our ancestors. In fact, the stories of our predecessors are there to teach us something. I could only hope to save the world in the way that Noah saved the world. But what we do notice is that although it took an exceedingly long time for him to build the ark, and as a result of that, he was saved and his family was saved, there was no one else from that generation that he was able to touch and no one that he was able to persuade or transform whilst he was on his journey and whilst he was building the ark. Abraham, who will be introduced in the next parsha, we know that one of the traits that he had was that he actually transformed his generation. He was able to bring the experience to others and uplift them too through the experience. I suppose that's an important point for all of us to internalize, that there are times that we can save ourselves, and as a result of that, we set the stage for things that will come after us. But have we reached the pinnacle if we ourselves are in a safe place, in a good place, but those around us have not been transformed? Those around us have not been enveloped, they've not been uplifted, transformed, and also part of the experience. Life is complex, to be sure, but it's always important to keep this point in mind, which reminds me of a story of a great American Jewish leader who was working on Jewish education. He had big, bold ideas, and he came to the Rebbe to discuss them. The results of his ideas notwithstanding, 19 years later, he comes past the Rebbe, and he comes with his daughter. And the Rebbe says to him, and gives him a blessing for education, which amazes this individual who says, "I haven't been here for 19 years and you still remember. You're just amazing," he says to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe then says to him, "What will be the benefit for the community that I am amazing?" In other words, it was a very, very nice compliment, but at the end of the day, what will come out of it? Noah was a great man. He saved humanity, he saved the world. On that, there's no question. And he leaves us with this discussion and the important point that each of us need to incorporate in our lives. If Noah was an amazing man, that's great, but what effect will that have on the world? What effect is that to have on the journey of all of those which are around him, around me, around you? And are we achieving our full potential if it's our experience, but it doesn't affect those around us? The Rebbe taught us that if you know Aleph, it's your responsibility to go teach that Aleph to someone who doesn't. If you know Bet, teach the Bet to someone who doesn't yet know Bet. Each of us have what to share with those around us in order for each of us to uplift each other to make this world a better place. Perhaps none of us have the opportunity that Noah had to save the world in such an extreme manner, but certainly each and every one of us have the capability and are imbued with the ability, the power, and the blessing just to uplift all of those things that we come in contact with. And by doing so, we're transforming the world and certainly and doing the holy work of making this world a dwelling place for God.